Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, Countess Mountbatten passes away, the British royal family responds to the Grenfell Tower tragedy, Prince Philip celebrates his 96th birthday, Queen Margrethe and Prince Henrik of Denmark celebrate their golden wedding anniversary, and Princess Charlene of Monaco writes an article focusing on water awareness, so stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Prince Philip's cousin, Countess Mountbatten, has passed away, aged 93, at her home in Mersham in Kent on Tuesday the 13th of June. She was Prince Charles's last surviving godparent. Prince Charles paid tribute. He said, quote, "I was deeply saddened to learn of the death of my very special godmother, Lady Mountbatten, whom I have known and loved ever since I can first remember. She played an extremely important part in my life, and I shall miss her presence most dreadfully." End of quote. Countess Mountbatten survived the IRA bomb attack that killed her father, one of her twin sons, and her mother-in-law, the Dowager Baroness Brabourne, in 1979. A local 15-year-old boy, Paul Maxwell, also died. Lady Mountbatten had been pulled from the water with severe facial injuries that required 120 stitches. She later referred to it as, quote, "my IRA facelift," end of quote. The Countess, Prince Philip's first cousin and the Queen's third cousin, died peacefully, surrounded by her surviving children at her home Newhouse in Mersham. She was one of Queen Victoria's great-great-granddaughters. She was born Patricia Mountbatten on the 14th of February 1924. She married film producer John Knatchbull, Lord Brabourne, when he was an aide to her father in the Far East, in 1946 at Romsey Abbey, near the family home at Broadlands. The then Princess Elizabeth, Princess Margaret, and the bride's younger sister, Lady Pamela Mountbatten, and the Queen's cousin, Princess Alexandra, were the bridesmaids. She became a peer in her own right after her father's death in 1979 under a special dispensation granted by the Crown, allowing Lord Mountbatten's daughters and their male heirs to inherit the title. They had 8 children and 18 grandchildren. Countess Mountbatten was widowed in 2005 and is now survived by 4 sons and 2 daughters. Her eldest son Norton and his wife Penny have now become the new Earl and Countess Mountbatten of Burma. They live at Broadlands, the Mountbatten's family home. According to reports, Buckingham Palace said the Queen and Prince Philip were made aware of the Countess's death and had passed on their condolences to her family. A family spokesperson said details of the funeral in London, followed by a burial service in Mersham, will be announced in due course.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
Crowds cheered when Queen Elizabeth and Prince William visited a rest centre which is helping those affected by the Grenfell Tower fire. The Queen was said to be close to tears when she heard first-hand accounts of the tragedy. They met volunteers, local residents, emergency service workers and community representatives at the Westway Sports Centre, which is near the burnt remains of the 24-storey building in Kensington. The sports centre was turned into a refuge for Grenfell Tower residents who were evacuated from the flats and were left destitute. Prince William spoke with volunteers about the fire saying, quote, "things like that you never want to see," end of quote. He said to another, quote, "it was one of the most terrible things I have ever seen," end of quote. Prince William has urged those affected by the trauma to talk about what they had witnessed after one local resident told him that many people were not yet able to share their experiences. The Queen heard how the community rallied in the wake of the fire and praised those who had come together to help, saying their response had, quote, "come over very strongly," end of quote. They met with British Red Cross helpers and Chief Executive Mike Adamson. Crowds outside applauded the London Fire Brigade, the Metropolitan Police and the London Ambulance Service as they lined up to receive thanks from the Queen and Prince William. As they left, Prince William shouted, quote, "I'll come back, I'll come back," end of quote. The Duchess of Cornwall said she sent her heartfelt thoughts and prayers to the victims whilst attending the final of the BBC Radio 2 Children's Writing Competition. Her words were broadcasted live from the Tower of London with presenter Chris Evans. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry had donated money to London newspaper, the Evening Standard's fund for victims of the Grenfell Tower fire earlier this week.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Philip celebrated his 96th birthday on Saturday the 10th of June. A 41-gun salute was fired from the Tower of London and the King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery rode horses across parade grounds at Hyde Park to mark the Duke of Edinburgh's 96th birthday. According to sources, Prince Philip marked the occasion with quiet celebrations at Windsor Castle as he prepares for retirement from most public events. Royal aides have said that the Duke of Edinburgh is keen to enjoy more of his leisure time when he steps down from official duties in August. Prince Philip is expected to help the Queen celebrate her official 91st birthday at the annual Trooping the Colour parade on Saturday, the 17th of June. However, Prince Philip may still appear occasionally at certain public events, but will no longer play an active role by attending engagements.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Queen Margrethe and Prince Henrik of Denmark celebrated their golden wedding anniversary on Saturday the 10th of June. On Saturday the 10th of June, Queen Margrethe and Prince Henrik of Denmark celebrated their golden wedding anniversary on Saturday the 10th of June. According to reports, the royal couple will be celebrating this milestone in private aboard the royal yacht Dannebrog. Two Danish television networks, DR1 and TV2, broadcasted two documentaries focusing on the royal couple's 50-year marriage. DR1 aired the original footage of the royal wedding, which took place on the 10th of June in 1967. Denmark's National Bank has issued a commemorative 500 kroner coin, which is worth about 100 Australian dollars, featuring Queen Margrethe and Prince Henrik. As we reported in the 19th of May 2017 show, PostNord in Denmark released a commemorative 50.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Krona stamp to mark this special milestone. A commemorative 50 krona stamp to mark this special milestone. Faroe Islands and Greenland will be issuing similar commemorative stamps as they have their own postal services. However, a couple of days earlier, Queen Margrethe and Prince Henrik unveiled a sculpture, Miss Friedensborg, on Monday the 5th of June, at Friedensborg Castle, surrounded by family. Members of the Danish royal family and court employees were presented with a commemorative medal made of gilded silver with Queen Margrethe and Prince Henrik facing each other on one side, with Queen Margrethe printed at the top, two hearts in the middle, and Prince Henrik printed at the bottom. On the reverse side, the dates 1967 and 2017 are at the top, hearts in the middle, and 10th of June at the bottom, and the 10th of June at the bottom. Meanwhile, in Monaco, Princess Charlene recently wrote an op-ed on the 16th of June, which is Day of the African Child, which has been observed since 1991. Princess Charlene wrote her article in Monaco Life, which is the English language news source in the Principality. The Day of the African Child marks the 1976 Soweto uprising.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.